Late last night, the California Fish and Game Commission voted to establish a large network of marine protected areas, in other words, no fishing zones. This group of 29 protected coastal areas will span over 20% of California's central coast. The protected areas limit both commercial and recreational fishing in hopes of restoring the coastal ecosystem. John Sepulvedo of member station KAZU reports from Monterey.
After 6 years of negotiations, meetings with stakeholders, draft plans, and more negotiations, biologists, fishermen, environmentalists, and the California Fish and Game Commission sat down for one last meeting. And after a marathon 12 hours of public testimony and discussion, Fish and Game Commissioners like Richard Rogers celebrated a unanimous vote that created over 200 miles of marine protected areas.
What we've done is groundbreaking, historical. I don't think there's a state in the union that's done anything even anywhere near this.
It's the largest system of marine protected areas ever set aside in the country. Fishing will be banned completely in about 18% of the protected areas. It will be severely limited in much of the rest. Fish populations in the area had dropped dramatically due to overfishing, and the protected zones will allow marine stocks to regenerate. But while the commission seemed enthused with their historic achievement, many at the meeting were disappointed. California's fishing industry was dismayed about the number of prime fishing spots that will be put off limits. And according to Fish and Game estimates, it is expected to cost the industry around $700,000 a year. That means some of the handful of fishermen left on the central coast will lose their work.
I don't want to fight.
That's fisherman Tim Marichich. Right now, he is the only fisherman permitted to harvest shrimp in a key, environmentally sensitive section of Monterey Bay. Marichich will also be the last fisherman in the area. Those grounds are now protected. Marichich says finding new fishing grounds will mean a fight with other fishermen over territory. He says he doesn't have it in him.
The closures would close a vast majority of my income. Vast majority. So there's no way I could financially be solvent in the fishery, no way.
Environmentalists didn't seem as defeated, but they were clearly unhappy with the commission's decision. Many said the marine protection areas were drawn in a piecemeal fashion that didn't reflect the science. Conservation supporter Caitlin Gaffey says she's not sold that the new areas cover enough ground to make a positive impact on the underwater ecosystem.
There are some areas that are really important ecologically, though, where they did a good job. Other areas where we're disappointed. They didn't provide enough protection at that site.
And at times, the commissioner seemed disappointed and frustrated with each other. Long-standing compromises and agreements were abandoned at the last minute, according to Commission President Michael Flores. He says Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's re-election effort took center stage over implementing the best policy for fishermen and the coast.
We still don't know definitively how these things work.
So you're saying that y'all had a compromise, and then tonight that compromise seemed to...
Went out the window.
And why did it go out there?
I think because of the political pressure.
The governor immediately praised the commission's vote, calling it a milestone in ocean management. This current policy is expected to be a baby step of sorts. After the Fish and Game Commission figures out how to implement the fishing ban and how to enforce it, the governor plans on expanding the reserve network along the entire California coast. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo in Monterey.